I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about 9/11. We're talking about a very intense campaign to reassert the official story, which more and more people just don't believe. It just doesn't make any sense that the most powerful military nation on Earth couldn't deal with a couple of hijacked planes that flew all the way out to Ohio, then turned around and flew back to New York and Washington, D.C., passing over 8 United States Air Force bases without being intercepted. Completely unbelievable. Remember when Payne Stewart's Learjet went walkabout and how quickly they had fighters on his rear end? Just doesn't make any sense here. And remember, for all the people screaming about the mosque in New York, the only suspects actually arrested on 9/11 itself near the World Trade Towers were Israelis. 3 of them were later identified as Mossad agents. By way of deception, thou shalt conquer. Israel has a long history of tricking other people into fighting their wars. The Levon Affair, classic case. The USS Liberty. And by the way, on Monday, we will have as our guests Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. They've just put out a brand new book about what it was like to be on the Liberty under attack and what it was like to be subject to all that pressure to shut up about it after the fact. This is the most personal, direct telling of the story, and we're going to be talking about that on Monday. So the bottom line is they're still trying to enforce the orthodoxy. Now, I'm a big fan of the Mythbusters TV show. It popularizes science at a time when I feel our children are not getting enough science education. But if you go to their website, and we have a link from what really happened to the exact point in their website, where it still says 9/11 is a banned topic. In fact, direct quote from the Mythbusters website. The events of 9/11 will not be allowed to be debated and discussed, and if they are, they will be removed. So, I have a myth for the Mythbusters to test. America is a free-thinking country. Myth or reality? Somehow, I don't think they'll put that up there either. I mean, I like the show, and they do a lot of good work. But they do follow the government orthodoxy. And if they can't support it and prove it, they'll simply ban all questioners to it. Meanwhile, NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, is screaming about a sunstorm to hit the Earth with a force of 100 million bombs. NASA has basically actually backed off from that now. They had a big headline about a couple of days ago and said, well, you know, could be 100 years from now, could be 100 days, we really don't know. And what this is NASA has come to understand that the funding from the human-caused global warming carbon credit gravy train has ground to a halt. It's falling apart. And so now they're trying to find a new crisis that they can wave at everybody and say, please give us money for our fancy toys and our instruments and stuff. And I'm a supporter of NASA, or at least NASA as it was under the old NASA, back in the good old days. But this kind of chicanery, I don't think, gives much credence and credibility, and maybe it's time for a new space program that doesn't use some of this old dreck that is tracking along here. Meanwhile, final story before we go to our first break here. Over in Great Britain, Army hero who lost a leg in Afghanistan denied a permit for disabled parking because the council bosses say he's young, he might get better. Like, the leg might grow back? That apparently is their thinking. This guy lost a leg. He's not always able to get around on his prosthetic, and they will not let him use the disabled parking spaces. I think that's just a little sick myself. All righty, we're coming down here to the end of the segment. Our phone lines are open except for one caller waiting. We've got Wes in Idaho. We'll be taking his call as soon as we come back from the commercial break. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. And Dan is in our control room. And there's our magic music, meaning that we're time to take a commercial break. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes with Wes in Idaho. Stay tuned.
Here's Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right to the phones here. We've got Wes in Idaho. Aloha, Wes. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
NASA. Did NASA put a man on the moon?
I'm having a very hard time understanding you. You sound very muffled. Can you try that again a little slower?
Okay. Did NASA put man on the moon?
Yes, they did. And the people who are running around saying they didn't are government agents trying to make the internet look silly so the corporate media can go on lying to us all. Thank you for the phone call. Goodbye. Okay. Now, I know that people are going to say, oh, you brushed him off and you should have at least let him. No, okay. There is an intelligence propaganda technique called poisoning the well. And what that means is when somebody is talking about something that you don't want the public to be aware of, you send somebody in to put in something really kooky in order to poison the whole well of discussion. Well, if they've got that nut job in there, then we can't listen to anything they're saying. And it's a very, very old propaganda technique. And I'll give you a good example of how it worked. Following the disaster at Waco, where the U.S. government went in and gassed a church full of women and children to death with a tear gas that's actually illegal to use on enemy troops, I might add, Congress was forced to have hearings. And in the middle of the hearings, this guy walks in full military camo, and sits down and demands that the government declassify their secret tornado-making machine. And, of course, that was the sound clip that went out on the news regarding the hearings into Waco and the abuses of the BATF. And, of course, that was the whole point, that, oh, well, this is what the people who are criticizing the government and the BATF look like. Why should we even listen to anybody who's complaining? And that's what poisoning the well is. When prosecutor of Los Angeles, Garrison, when Jim Garrison was prosecuting Clay Shaw, who was later admitted to have been a CIA agent all along, the people who were trying to keep the lid on the Kennedy assassination planted a witness on him. Witness came in, just, you know, they vetted him, he sounded really good. When he got on the stand, he blurts out to the court that every night he would fingerprint his own daughter to make sure that they had not done a substitution. And of course, it completely discredited Jim Garrison's entire case before the jury, and Clay Shaw was acquitted, then to succumb to a very mysterious heart attack shortly thereafter. That's what poisoning the well is. During the House Select Committee on Assassinations, even as it was concluding that the acoustic evidence did prove there was more than one shooter in Dealey Plaza, they spent an inordinate amount of time dealing with the umbrella by the side of the motorcade route, and the conspiracy theory that there was a poison dart gun inside there, and they brought the actual umbrella. How they tracked it down, I don't know, but they brought the umbrella in and opened it up and said, "Don't point that thing at me." And they showed it just to be an ordinary umbrella, and they're making jokes, and these sides like, "Oh, those silly conspiracy theorists, what are they going to think about next?" And that's what it's about. It's called poisoning the well. The government or corporations, when you are getting on to talk seriously about subjects they don't want you to talk about, they try and send in kookifiers. You know, the Apollo landings didn't hear is a kookifying tactic. The no plane at the Pentagon is a kookifying tactic. Okay? Chemtrails, harp changing weather, all of these really far out things there are propaganda tricks to delay the formation of consensus on real serious matters here. So, now, getting back to the serious matters, a little bit of an interesting follow-up. As you know, last week, or earlier this week, actually, there was an official United States Senate report declassified, which kind of underscored that most of America's corporate media is in the pay of Israel to the tune of millions and millions of dollars. This declassified report specifically mentioned over the period of this study, $36 million, and we're talking close to 40 years ago. We can presume it's a lot more money now. We can presume that a lot of that money is being used to try and buy up portions of the citizens' media in order to get them to skew their stories to favor Israel. And a perfect example came out just yesterday. Now, as you know, a Muslim cab driver was stabbed in New York just for being Muslim. Now, an interesting aspect came out in an article about this story in the Wall Street Journal. And I want to read you a direct quote from the article. The article was titled, "Hate Suspects Notebook Eyed." This is the quote. "You're violating my constitutional rights," Mr. Enright screamed, according to Mr. Kelly. "He told the detectives he was Jewish," Mr. Kelly said, "even though Mr. Enright is not Jewish." How does the Wall Street Journal know he's not Jewish, if in fact he says he is? The answer is the Wall Street Journal has no way of knowing it. It has no basis for that statement, other than it is in Israel's interest for Israel and Judaism to be delinked from this attack on a Muslim. And it doesn't get more blatant than that, that the Wall Street's agenda here is to protect Israel from the consequences of this crime. Now, speaking of consequences and crimes, as you know, last May, we had this aid flotilla, which included a U.S.-flagged ship and American citizens, one of whom was killed, when Israel basically hijacked them in international waters. It's an act of piracy or an act of war. Take your pick. But Israel was not justified in blocking the bringing of food and medical supplies into Gaza. Now, there's another ship called the St. Miriam getting ready to sail. It is a ship with a completely female crew. And Israel is terrified of them. Because if that ship can get into the waters heading for Gaza, if Israel stops them, they're going to be seen as mean old villains whooping on a ship full of women. If the ship gets through and breaks the blockade of Gaza, that is also a political defeat. Israel has been pulling every diplomatic trick it can to keep the ship from sailing. They went to Cyprus and said, don't let them come in. If you refuse to let them dock, then Lebanon can't issue a sailing permit, and we can evade this political trap. They're only doing it to make Israel look bad, which is nonsense. Israel looks quite bad enough on its own recognizance without anybody else coming in. And so as of right now, the St. Miriam is scheduled to sail on Sunday. We don't know if it's really going to happen or not. But every time Israel pulls another little diplomatic trick to block the ship, it's an admission to the entire world how terrified they are of a ship full of girls. Big old mighty Israel, and this ship full of girls is just scaring the crud right out of them. Maybe instead of blue, that star should be painted in yellow. Alrighty, moving right along here to other topics. This story actually came out. Oh, we've got callers on the line. Let's go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha. The story about China. China, since 1994, made a statement that they could hit America and would bomb a nuclear bomb at America. And ever since then, it's been little things. If you were to, like, play a chess game or a Monopoly, because we are so much in debt, and we get so much of our money from them, and they have for, I think, more than the last 2 years indicated that they would be pulling away from the dollar. They've given fair warning, but in the meantime, all our products come from China, and it's weird because, like, getting back to the chess game, the dog food is poisoned. The children's toys are poisonous. They're full of lead,
Can I insert here, because I understand that Chinese companies are dumping their worst products on the United States. But you know, we're really not in a position to complain, because when the situation was reversed and we were still a mighty manufacturing nation, we dumped a lot of bad products on the third world. And that's why earlier today I put up that video about the Bayer scandal, where Bayer Pharmaceutical put together a product, an injectable treatment for hemophilia, blood clotting factor, basically what it was, and it was tainted with the HIV virus. And they knew it was, and when they found out about it and they couldn't sell it in the United States, instead of destroying this medicine, which would have been the responsible, ethical, and moral thing to do, Bayer just sold it to every country on earth whose laws would allow them to do it. So if now that we're getting dumped on with toxic and poisonous products, and if we are, isn't it the fault of our government that takes taxes from us supposedly to protect us? You know, where's the Department of Commerce? Where's the FDA? Where's the EPA when all of these toxic products are coming into our government? They'll react to it after the fact when it's already a done deal, but isn't their job to prevent it in the first place? They're obviously failing there. So, you know, and I know it's a problem, and we all have to be very careful. And ultimately, the bottom line is, why are we still buying products from China? Why do we still have the tax incentives that make it so possible for manufacturing to go to other countries? And I'll tell you why. Our government is so broken in debt, they can't survive without raising taxes. And every time they raise taxes, companies are going to leave. We're seeing it even within the United States. My wife does a little bit of marketing, and she's telling me that companies in California, they're all uprooting and moving to Utah because they can't do business in California anymore, because by the time they pay all the taxes and fill out all the mandated regulatory paperwork, they've got no time or energy left over to actually make a product anybody wants to buy. Okay, Andrea, we're at the end of this segment. I have to let you go. When we come back, we'll be talking with David in Washington.
your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to the show here. I'm trying to figure out where we are in the call list. I'm going to go with David in Washington. David, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. I just had a comment. I just tuned in and when you were talking about the poisoning of the well technique.
Yes.
And you had named off a few things, and one of which surprised me, and that was there was no plane that hit the Pentagon.
Yeah, that's one of the poisoning the well tactics.
And you believe that, and so you're saying that you believe that a plane did hit the Pentagon.
Yes. Well, I don't believe it. I have concluded it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just curious if you're familiar with, I want to say a recent event, but it's not that recent, but recent enough, where there was the motel that had the, motel hotel that had the footage of the Pentagon from their security cameras, and it isn't no five-frame picture shot like they released to us. This is an actual video. And the FBI came in, confiscated it from them the day that it happened, and they were not allowed to ever see the video. Well, they had seen it before they had taken it,
all
but
right,
they weren't allowed to get it back.
First of all, I mean, the FBI and the government took every video from every camera around there. And remember, the government has a vested interest in promoting this no-plane hoax in order to keep those who are studying the reality of 9/11 in confusion and disarray. But let me ask you a couple of questions. Since the perpetrators of 9/11 have to get rid of a jet plane full of people anyway, why not crash it into the building? Why go to the trouble and risk of some kind of a deception and then have to get rid of that airplane anyway? Second of all, you've got hundreds of witnesses who saw that plane approaching the Pentagon and not one witness who saw it flying away. Where did it go? Did the Starship Enterprise beam it up? You know, when you're carrying out a conspiracy, you have to keep things as simple as possible because there's going to be a lot of errors. And the bottom line is there's no reason for the perpetrators to go to a hoax. You've got an airplane full of people you got to get rid of anyway. Crash them into the building. Period. End of discussion. Thank you for the call, and we're going to go over to Dee in Minnesota. Aloha, Dee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Well, they're still pounding the propaganda for war, huh?
Oh, they absolutely are. I think after November it's going to be a deal. Or they might do a false flag over Labor Day. You know, that's also possible.
Even though unemployment's up, it's been up for at least 2 weeks now.
Yes.
It was up, I think it was last Friday I saw the numbers. It was like over 500,000. I don't know what it is today, but the week before that it went up too.
Okay.
So, how can we afford these wars when I can look outside my house and see a street full of potholes.
No, we can't afford the wars. The only reason for the war is to go out and conquer somebody else's wealth, to kill the people that the government owes money to. And, you know, the banks, they love war. And they don't even care which side wins because both sides go deeply into debt, and debt is how banks maintain us as slaves.
I mean, as far as this Ground Zero mosque stuff goes, I am sick and tired of seeing stupid people blaming a whole faith for a few rotten apples. I'm sick of it.
Well, again, I think it's really a psychological campaign to keep reminding everybody that those gosh darn Arab Muslims did 9/11 when the evidence is clearly pointing in a different direction. I mean, if you go to the official FBI wanted poster for Osama bin dead for a long time, it doesn't even list 9/11 on there. I mean, I just put up a master index at whatreallyhappened.com of all of the articles we've written about this over the years. There are articles in there where the FBI is saying there's actually no evidence that links the named hijacked suspects to 9/11. There's no evidence there at all that they were really there. What there is evidence of people going into bars in New York the night before, behaving obnoxiously to call attention to themselves, and then leaving forged, planted IDs on the bar to make sure that the names would be remembered the next day. It is a classic frame-up, false flag campaign. That's what's going on here. And plus, at least some of the hijackers turned up to still be alive after the fact. The government of Saudi Arabia asked for and got an official apology from the United States government because one of the named suspects of 9/11 hijackers is actually an airline captain for the Saudi National Airline and is still alive and still working on that. And so it was a frame-up right from day one. I mean, here's a good one. We were told that the reason we found out so quickly who was behind this is because Mohammed Atta, who'd been hanging out on Jack Abramoff's casino boat only a couple of weeks before, so much for being a devout Muslim, he took a suitcase and he packed in it all of the incriminating information and a Quran and flight manuals and all this propagandistic literature to just make it open and shut who did this. Then he took it to the airport where miraculously it failed to get on the airplane, which is how we all found out who did 9/11. I am sorry. If you're getting ready to commit suicide and crash your plane into a building, you don't bother putting anything into the suitcase that matters because you're never, ever going to see it again, and neither is anybody else. It's a
crime. Well, if they were going to commit a crime like that, any criminal that has any sense...
We
got to
take a break. We got to take a break, Dee. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're on the phone with Dee in Minnesota. And Dee, what were you saying just before we went to the break?
Well, I'm going to make a few points and then a question. What I was saying was basically that no criminal in his right mind, if he's going to commit a crime and do it smart, is going to go out and pack his how-to on a suitcase for everybody to see. Nobody's that stupid. If you're a criminal that has even half a brain. And secondly, if you're going to blame people and all the rest of it, what about those folks that were in the white vans dancing and jumping and partying on the day of 9/11 when everybody else was crying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also sick and tired of hearing these ignorant, dumb people singling out how Muslim treat their women bad. You know what? It's all across the board, and I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sorry. I'm venting. I've just had enough of people's ignorance.
It's war propaganda. That's all it is. It's war propaganda. Go hate them. Go kill them. Bring all their wealth back for our political leaders, and God will let you into heaven. That's basically the message.
Right.
It hasn't changed in 1,000 years.
If I wanted to look up where America's money's gone post 9/11 and find, journal articles or newspaper articles or budget office articles, where would I go to find that? And I'll take
that is there's no easy answer to that question. A lot of the bookkeeping is getting very, very creative, and certainly with so much of the economy going through the Federal Reserve, and they're basically going all the way to the Supreme Court to say that they don't have to share that information. So the answer is, we really don't know. They've stopped publishing the M3 aggregate. We don't really know what's going on out there. We just know what we're being told, that everything is okay and hunky-dory, and please vote Democratic in November. That's all we're being told.
They've spent the money, or is that impossible?
You know, it's hard to know. I mean, you know, they keep talking about the vast and accelerating debt. Most of that debt is money that never existed in the first place because of compound interest on the money that is just in common circulation. The big trap of the Federal Reserve all the way back in 1913 is that all money in circulation is a unit of debt, not a unit of value. And more money is going to be owed to the Federal Reserve than is actually in existence. It's impossible to get out of debt to the reserve system of banking once you enter into that system. Our Congress in 1913...
I can find out, how much we spent on the military in Israel, what we've done, what we've spent it on, that I can find.
We can find the official figures on a lot of that, but are you willing to trust those numbers? I'm not.
I'm not really either, but what else have we got to go on?
Well, you know, I think the bottom line is we have to come to accept the fact that, you know, our government is not being truthful with us about pretty much anything. We know that there's the official figure of $3+ billion every year to Israel. Then we find out there are all these loan guarantees. Then we find out that Congress has a habit of forgiving Israel its loans very quietly in the closing hours of a final session, so that the actual amount of money going to Israel is considerably higher. Plus, we give them all these weapon systems. And, you know, the bottom line is we're being looted. Our country is being strip mined for the benefit of a foreign government, and enough is enough is enough is enough. We have got callers on the line. Dee, I got to let you go here because we've got a bunch of other callers coming in, okay? And we're going to switch over to Rick in Detroit. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Is Rick there?
Yeah, thanks
Hello,
for
Rick.
Cutting me off. And
I'm sorry?
Letting me finish what I'm going to say. This was the caller who was trying to make a comment, and you just cut me off.
What was the comment about?
Well, I was trying to tell you something about the Pentagon, and you just cut me off.
Well, can you get to the point? Can you get to the point? Fine. We're going to go to Jerry in Indiana. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am there.
All right, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, the lady that was just on the D, I'm kind of sick and tired of hearing about BRPAs and all this other kind of stuff too. That's their customs there, and we have no business interfering there whatsoever. The second thing I wanted to make a point on is that all these wars since the Second World War are all illegal wars because our Constitution says Congress must debate and then declare war. That's not been done at all. It's all been, everything, including Korea, to date, has been done with an executive action, and there is nothing in the Constitution that provides for that power to the executive branch. I'm flabbergasted. I'm just absolute, I happen to be 75, and I'm just flabbergasted that you made the comment that a plane hit the Pentagon. There is no evidence of that whatsoever.
All right. Thank you very much, and we are going to let you go at this point. Yeah, there's evidence a plane hit the Pentagon. There's the eyewitness. There's the wreckage itself. And, you know, again, if you're perpetrating an act where you've got to crash an airplane full of people into the Pentagon, and you've got to get rid of that airplane and the people anyway, why not do it? All these people pushing this no plane nonsense fail to answer a single question. Why bother with a hoax? Why bother doing a switch? Why? There's no reason. It makes no sense whatsoever. You got an airplane full of people. I mean, the cover story is airplane full of people crashes in the Pentagon. You got the airplane. You got the people. Why not go ahead and do it? Why do a swap? Why take the risk of detection by doing a swap? It is a planted poison the well piece of propaganda. The government is, you know, they play dirty. They always, always have. Next caller, Lex in Ohio. Aloha, Lex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I want to say, first of all, I'm with you 100% on the plane talk. I'm glad somebody's finally bringing this out and showing kind of how COINTELPRO works. So thank you for that. And kind of along the same lines, you know, I was listening to D talk, and there's a couple of things about 9/11 that you can't maybe prove in a court of law, but there's some glaring logical gaps. And I don't understand why people don't grasp it, but you can't have it both ways. These guys were either Muslim extremists who wanted to take down the great Satan, or they were partying alcoholics who frequented strip clubs. Which one was it? You can't have it both ways.
That's absolutely correct.
If you love the flesh that much, you're not going to kill yourself. I mean, the question I really wanted to ask you about is sort of on those same lines. Can you comment on why, if you had one shot to take down the great Satan, you wouldn't hit military targets, or you wouldn't hit something that actually would have hurt us?
Well, you know, what's kind of interesting, a lot of people don't remember this, but when Larry Silverstein got the lease on the World Trade Towers, everybody thought he was out of his mind, because the EPA was getting ready to come in and mandate a complete renovation of the entire complex, because when it was built, they used some very toxic substances, asbestos among them, and the renovations that had been mandated by the EPA to similar buildings in Manhattan had bankrupted the owners.
And yeah, I think the asbestos removal estimates were in the hundreds of millions, right?
It would have been like 2 years worth of the rental income from the building, even if it was fully rented, which it wasn't. So, you know, everybody asked why Larry Silverstein bothered to do this. Then you have the strange situation of Israel's shipping company, Zim Shipping, broke their lease at extreme cost, because there's a penalty when you do that, in order to move across the river to New Jersey just a couple of weeks before 9/11. I think Rudy Giuliani moved his offices, his campaign offices or something, out of the World Trade Towers. A lot of people were getting out of the World Trade Towers ahead of time. Then you have Odigo, which was the Israeli-owned company that provides backbone communication services for all the instant messenger products that are out there. They received a warning of the attack to come before the airplanes involved had even left the runway. And they got the IP address of the person who sent them the warning, which they gave to the FBI, and the FBI took it, and it vanished from sight at that point. There are a lot of problems with the official 9/11 story, and more people are coming to doubt it, especially after the whole Saddam's nuclear bomb lie was exposed. And the reality is, we don't have to prove anything in a court of law. The burden of proof is on the government to prove that what they tell us is factual and true. They can no longer claim the presumption of honesty and truthfulness and demand, well, if you think we're lying, you've got to prove it. Uh-uh. You got to prove you're telling the truth. And so far, you are coming up short. Anything else, Lex?
No, I just want to thank you for the show. I'm a JTV wannabe broadcaster. I'm Lex Truther on JTV, and I stumbled across. I've always been a fan of your site, but love this show. Keep it up.
Well, thank you very much, and send me the URL to your TV show, and I'll take a look and peek in. We're going to switch over to Art in Maryland. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to recommend two things for everybody. Get a copy of the DVD, 9/11 Ripple Effect, with Dave Von Kleist. And get a copy of the book, 9/11 Evil, by Victor Thorne, who pegged this thing way back in 04. And now this is where you'll cut me off, because what hit the Pentagon was more than likely a drone.
Well, again, why would they bother doing a substitution? They have to get rid of the plane and the passengers anyway. Why would they do a substitution? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Thank you for the call. And yes, I'm going to cut you off here. Okay? Logic. 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 If you have an airplane full of people that you have to get rid of anyway, why not crash it into the Pentagon? Why risk a deception? Why risk people seeing a drone? And again, if it didn't crash into the Pentagon, where did it go? Hundreds of witnesses saw it going in. Nobody saw it flying away. and following the bang, everybody would have been looking in that direction. This is just classic poisoning the well tactics. Okay, and I'm trying to follow, let's see, George in Texas, I think, is our next caller. I'm having a time following those. George, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You know, the thing is about they saying Muslims in a cave attack the United States, they're going to bring down the great Satan with a few airplanes. You know, the thing is, anybody with any common sense, you know, when you ain't got the military infrastructure, defense infrastructure, you know, if they really did 9/11, it'd be lunacy, because it'd be like poking a stick at a sleeping bear.
That's exactly right.
And
that's why you've got to look at whose hand was holding the stick that was poking the bear. And that's where you get into that whole false flag situation.
Well, and here's the thing is, look who benefited after 9/11. You know, you got Kellogg, Brown & Root, Halliburton, all these corporations, all these Intel corporations, all these people spying on the American people. I mean, these body scanners. You know, I even tell TSA all the time, I'm like, why should I have to go through these body scanners, be subject to humiliating, taking my shoes off? I said, I'm just going to visit my brother. Why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why do I have to go through this? I said, it's your fault why this happened. I mean, you're whatever. Why should we have to pay?
Well, again, look at the history of Nazi Germany. After Hitler faked the attack on the radio station at Gleiwitz, that's when the dictatorship really took hold. And he said, we've got to make sure everybody's got their papers. We've got to keep the security. We've got to be watching constantly because our enemies are everywhere. It is the same playbook all over again. And the insulting thing is the U.S. government seems to feel that we're all stupid enough to fall for it the second time in the row.
Well, you know, the thing is, my professor in Moscow I talked to, you know, he sat there and said, unique about the American people, we're not the Chinese, we're not the Russians, we're not the Europeans. I said, we're Americans, and that's what's going to set us apart, and this is what is going to defeat the globalist. We're not going to roll over like they did.
Well, I certainly hope so, although, you know, more than a few people have indicated, you know, we're waiting to see that anger from the American people. Right now, I mean, the similarity between Nazi Germany and present-day United States is alarmingly similar, where too many people are walking around saying, I know things are messed up, and I know we're in a dictatorship, but if I sit here quietly and just do as I'm told, maybe they'll leave me alone. And, of course, that's a stupid thing to be saying, because look what happened to the people of Germany at the end of World War II. If we go into a new world war, we're going to lose this one, because the people who want the world wars, they don't care who wins or loses. Both sides go into debt to the bankers, and that's what the bankers want. They want everybody in a permanent state of indebtedness, which is equivalent to a permanent state of slavery. And you go along with it because you believe it's right and just and the way things are supposed to be, and they're not.
Well, the wolf is not going to pass anybody by the door, so you better be ready.
Absolutely true. George, thanks a lot for the call. We're going to switch over to Fred in Illinois. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, greetings from the great town of Peoria.
Okay.
You know, drones come in many sizes, and they're up the size of major aircraft. And,
I'm very familiar with drones, and none of them come in the size of a Boeing 757. Thank you very much for the call. Good night. All right. You know something? I'm going to say this one more time. You got to start using your brains. If you have a perpetrator for this terrorism hoax that needs to crash an airplane and a bunch of people into the Pentagon, and you've got the Pentagon, and you've got the airplane and the bunch of people, and you've got to get rid of them anyway, why not crash them into the Pentagon? This idea that there was a substitution or a hoax is nonsense. It makes no sense at all, serves no purpose. It is being promoted, and I'm sorry for all the people who got suckered into it and don't want to admit that they got played for fools. But this is out there specifically, it's put out there by propagandists working for the government in order to make people questioning 9/11 look silly. Because it's a silly theory. It's like back at Kennedy with the umbrella gun. It's like, you know, during the BATF hearings, the guy who wanted the government to declassify the tornado machines. It is out there to make those who are questioning the government look silly. Please do not fall for it. Same thing with the Apollo moon landing. you know, crud. It's poisoning the well propaganda tactics. And enough. No more. Any, you know. All right. So moving right along, we have another caller, Joseph in California. Aloha, Joseph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I follow your website regularly. It's one of the few remaining sources out on the web where you can actually get great information that isn't biased, but also offers open point of views. I have been going through your site, and I haven't seen anything on the subject of Dr. Judy Wood. I don't know if you've heard of
okay.
her before.
Joseph, we got to take a break. Hang on. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And I want to reiterate something I said back on Monday on my first day on the broadcast here. And basically what it comes down to is that this is not a show that does UFOs or Loch Ness Monster stories or anything bizarre like, you know, Elvis and Bigfoot's love child or any of that stuff. We don't, we're here to deal with reality. And I dropped that last caller because the lady he's talking about is pushing a theory that the World Trade Towers were destroyed by a Tesla coil. Okay? Listen to what I am telling you. The reality here is that any time the people start to see what is really going on in this country, those who have a vested interest in keeping us confused and divided and fighting amongst ourselves will plant nonsensical information to try and keep us running in circles and endlessly debating in order to delay the formation of consensus. Now, I'm already getting emails saying, well, you're being very rude and impolite, not letting people finish what they want to say. That's my choice. This is my radio show, and it is a benign dictatorship. Now, if you want to come on and talk about politics and corruption and history and reality, that's fine. But if you start coming on here with this nonsense, you are going to get blown off, and I'm not going to apologize for that. We know that the opposition spends millions of dollars to pay people in the media, in the citizens' media, public relations firm, to jam up phone banks, to feed nonsense into shows like this in order to make them look silly and kooky to people just tuning in and listening. And I'm not going to let that happen to this show. Okay, we got time enough for one more caller, and I got to scroll back upward and get his name, and that is Rich in Alabama. Aloha, Rich. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Pahea Oi. Hey, quick question. I've only heard you a few times, so I don't know what your ideas on the aircraft when it did hit the Pentagon. Do you think it was being flown by somebody, or was it possibly was the aircraft taken over electronically?
Well, that's a very interesting aspect because do you know what the big story of September 10th, 2001 was? That was the day when Donald Rumsfeld got up and admitted that the Pentagon had lost $2.3 trillion, with a T, of your tax dollars, and it had just gone away. And it should have been the financial scandal of the year, but of course 24 hours later 9/11 happened, and the media promptly forgot about all that missing money. Now, interestingly enough, the plane that hit the Pentagon hit the offices of the auditors who were trying to find that money. Talk about a weird coincidence there. Now, the man who was comptroller of the Pentagon when that money went missing is a guy by the name of Dov Zakheim. And before President Bush appointed him as comptroller of the Pentagon, he ran a company that manufactured remote control systems for passenger airliners that were installed to try and head off the possibility of hijacking. So the technology was there, it was available to the players, and I think the reason Flight 93 was shot down is their flight crew succeeded in disabling the remote control. And had they landed, it would have been obvious that what was the reality on the plane didn't match the cover story in the media. I think Flight 93 was supposed to hit Building Number 7, they regained control, the government had to shoot it down and then bring down Building 7 anyway, which is why it looks like a controlled demolition. I'm hearing the music. Thank you for the call. And that's it for our show today. We'll be back Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until next week, aloha, America.